FM, right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie. Welcome along to it, everybody. How are we? It is Monday. It is the fifth day of November, and that is the cars there, and let's go. We want to go. We want to go. Partly cloudy today and up to about 35 degrees. It really is going to be warm, and I tell you what, it is black as the ace of spades at the end. Apparently rain coming, right? Rain coming on Wednesday, so we'll wait and see. But that will be very much appreciated. The lawn's growing. You can almost hear the grass growing. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Very busy doing a few jobs on Saturday. And yesterday, jobs at home, and managed to have a swim. And that water must have been 16 degrees, that northerly wind. Doesn't it make the water cold? Anyway, the southerly was blowing for the majority of the day yesterday. I hope things start to warm up. I reckon it was 16. Another bloke said he had a thermometer out. Morning, Rob. Said it was 17.5. All I knew was it must have been cold because it was so warm, the water being cooled, there was a mist across the ocean for most of the day yesterday out onto the horizon. It was a great day. At one stage, though, I saw a whole lot of sailing boats coming past. It was an eerie look in the sunshine to see them. Then they were, bent over because there was a bit of a wind blowing, and the mist in the background was just incredible. We do live in a beautiful place. Major news stories of the day today. A man is expected to be charged after a violent death of Angry Anderson's son on Sydney's northern beaches yesterday. Gee, that's just awful. Further details coming out about that today. Police say the two men knew each other. French President Emmanuel Macron says a majority of voters in New Caledonia have chosen to remain as part of France. And locally, more with Lee about this later. Port Macquarie solicitor Patrick Connaughton will represent the Nationals in Cowper at the next federal election. The pre-selection vote was held in Maxville on Saturday, where four candidates ran for the chance to represent the division following the retirement of current member Luke Hartsuka. Mr. Corrigan's admission to the New South Wales Supreme Court and High Court of Australia. He has served as a detective and police prosecutor in the New South Wales Police Force for 12 years, and he's been a practicing lawyer in the area of criminal defence for over 17 years. In sport, in cricket, South Africa absolutely smashed us last night in the cricket by 6 wickets and over 120 balls. Anyway, I'm sure these kids are going to grow by this experience, but we're going to have to take a bit of pain for a while, I think. Locally in sport, Laurieton Swim Club meet tonight in golf. In Q, it's the Medal of Medals stroke round today. And some interesting results from the Premier League. I know Lee will talk more about that in our local news. And in motorsport, local Jared Oram took out the solo division of the Akubra Classic at Greenhill Speedway yesterday, while Darrell Woodhead and Sean Fuller from Gunnedah took out the open sidecar. On the show today, oh, there is so much happening. How are we going to fit all this in? Fair dinkum. Coming up, a great promotion called The Best of the Mid-North Coast, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. Now, coming up just out of 7:30, we're going to release our businesses today. Well, the best business we're looking for, a division of business, all right? So listen out for that. Thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Movember, we're contesting all this week. Thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower, where you can mow like a boss. We have a new mower worth $799 to give away. All you've got to do is tell me what height we've got the mower going. All right, there are 10 settings. I'll start the mower up. We'll get two of you on and see if you can guess the right height for our mower to hop in the draw Friday to pick up our brand new mower, which is an absolute cracker, let me tell you. Also, we'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. Now, he's got some really good deals today from ComTiki and TopDeck. Both companies have last-minute deals with up to about 30% off. The $1,000 birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Brian Adams, Luke Hemsworth and Vivian Lee. Christy with What's On, the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, and the bold and the beautiful update with Marion. We certainly do have a very, very full morning. 13 27 10, our number, 5 to 6 clubbers. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed via our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. It's Triple M.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
For runners under starters orders for the next event on the card, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister's Cup. Line steady, set to go. Racing!
Let me say this.
The aged Prime Ministerial hat, Kevin Crutch, off to the lead ahead of all the...
I'm brilliant. I've said so many times.
Uh-oh, there's been a fall.
Moving forward.
Kevin Crutch's been stabbed from behind by the ungainly red filly Julia Buzzard, by Beetroot's gone out of Midnight Coup.
There'll be no carbon tax under any government I lead.
But uh-oh, Kevin Crutch's fair dinkum risen again, and he stabbed Julia Buzzard.
Well, she can't lie and run at the same time.
Uh-oh, there's been a fall. The stewards and voters making sure Crutch's gone this time.
Stop the health funding.
Down the back straight, and Tony Abbs, the big-eared warhorse by Dangly Dong out of Budgie Smugglers, is next to take the lead with...
Stop the education funding. Stop the gay marriage. Stop the whole damn nation.
Wearing blinkers, Captain Tony. Just ahead of Waffling Mel Talkful, the pinstripe show pony by Cayman Treasure out of I've Got Piles, and... Uh-oh, there's been a fall. Waffling Mel has stabbed Tony Abbs, who fared and went down like Warney's pants.
Look, I had to stop the repository of all wisdom giving knighthoods to the royal family, and I...
Uh-oh, there's been a fall.
Hello. I love everyone.
Waffling Mal has been stabbed in the backside by ScoMo, the smirking plotter by Happy Clappy out of Stuff That Refo.
And stuff the Palestinians too, and let's move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Uh-oh, there's been a fall. ScoMo has stabbed himself in the back after tripping over his own stupidity. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the PM's handicap, a race with no end because it's made up entirely of losers.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Gee, if you love Aussie music, you're going to see a classic on Friday night, the Doug Parkinson 50th Anniversary Tour, starring Doug, of course, and special guest Colleen Hewitt at the Glasshouse Friday night. Tickets are from $70. There's a new Lee Child book out. Oh, you beauty. Past Tense sees Jack Reacher investigating his family past. You beauty, just in time for Christmas. And local muso Josh Needs has a new single out called Sail Away. Best of luck with it, Josh.
Lately I'll say seeing you, I can't wait. Now I wish that we had our own town, then we could sail away. Let's get back to music now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, we have the Heart Starter coming up shortly, but first up, very good morning to Bluey Waters. How are you, Bluey?
Morning, Geordie, and I'm well, thank you.
Well, you've seen a beautiful sunrise, but the sandflies would carry you away at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, we're at the present moment. We're doing Spot the Bodge out here on Pelican Island.
The great man's lost a bet, and he's over there. Oh, my goodness me.
So if anyone, any of the budgies are going past, give him a bit of a wave when he's on Pelican Island.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Bear Grylls is trying to locate him at the moment. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
I don't think Bear Grylls will be over on Pelican Island at the moment with those sandflies, I'd say.
Anyway, what about fishing over the weekend? How did we go, Bluey?
Well, it wasn't too bad, actually. Saturday was quite good, and yesterday that southerly did give us a sort of a southeast. It should give us a bit of a hurry-up, but didn't do too bad. The deep sea boys, in close, they got some nice snapper and some dollyfish around the outbats, and some nice small kingfish around the moment. So little rat kings were around there, so it was good. The beach and rockers, they're doing more better at the night time with the school dew and the brim. Around the rocks, we're still picking up some small tail. Blackfish seem to be very prominent in their schools, and a few drummers still coming in, so that's quite good. And back in the estuary, flathead seems to be the most prominent. We've got a lot of small flathead, little big schools of small flathead floating around at the moment. You can see where the big flathead have been lying in certain low areas, and a few crabs on the crawl also. So the fishing scene overall was quite healthy over the weekend.
All righty. Now, given that we're at a place today where we've had the water temperature dive down over the weekend after those constant northerlies, I thought it was 16 yesterday. The bloke at the beach reckons he had a thermometer there. It was 17.5. With a full couple of days or full, you know, day and a half of southerlies, Bluey, that water should warm up. You've got the wind at your back this morning, but it will eventually go northeasterly and then northerly. Top of the tide at 8 and the low of 0.2 at 1.30. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're definitely out to the estuary this morning. These flathead, they really fascinate me this time of year because we're starting to get on to the bigger ones, but I think we're out to the estuary and we'll try for a flathead on prawns or white bait. This top of the tide and then a little bit of a run out right through to lunchtime. We'll get a good session in and I reckon we'll have a lot of fun out in the estuary.
All righty, yeah, the big lizards, eh? That's what we want. And, you know, flathead tails and a couple of dollars worth of chips, Bluey. What do you think?
That's right. And throw in a salad now because of our age.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Now, which type of salad do you like, Bluey?
Which type of salad?
Yeah. Do you have...
The one that's got everything in it.
Nah, come on. I reckon you'd just be an iceberg man. What about the exotics? What about the cos, the rocket, Bluey? You'd sort of...
No, I buy that mixed leaf one. I just like the mixed leaf.
Oh, yeah, the mixed leaf one. Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, and then I like to put in cherry tomatoes in it, just cut them in half, put them in it.
They're sweeter, aren't they, the little ones?
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Sometimes I go to the small aromas, they're always a treat.
Yep.
Then I like to put a bit of cheese with that. I like to, if I'm barbecuing, I like to do a bit of capsicum and mushroom on the barbecue.
Yep.
And then let that cool down.
Yep.
And put that in my salad also.
Oh, beautiful. Bluey, and you're doing a great job.
And bisonic gas
vinegar
right over the top of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you go the reduced one? Because that's full of sugar, but gee, it tastes nice. You know, the really thick one, or just use a normal balsamic?
Just a normal balsamic.
Oh, here's a treat. Now, next time you're shopping, Bluey, look for the reduction one. It's a lot thicker, but it's so nice, Bluey.
Not as thick as some.
Exactly. Now, what about your cheese, too? Are you a craft person, or do you go to the
feta? A deep, mature cheese.
A mature cheese, because you're mature.
Mature cheese.
Yes, that's fair enough. Oh, look, try feta too. I like feta. That's good. And the other one,
the sharp's good. The feta sharp.
Yeah.
You like the sharp extra body?
Oh yeah. I can't cop the one with the blue things on it, Bluey. I can't cop that one. No.
It's been left in the fridge.
Nah, it's shocking. Yeah. And the other really good tip I got years ago from friends of ours to make a really good dressing up. I remember growing up, and it's still the same bottle. The French dressing. Remember the French dressing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What you do is, you know, your whole grain mustard, you put two spoons of the whole grain mustard into the top of the French dressing, and that is the best dressing you can ever have, Bluey. Very fancy.
Ooh.
Very fancy. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. You got me thinking about the barbecue now. It's only 6 in the morning. I'm thinking about having a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, good Saturday. Nice day. And as we say on this show, eat responsibly.
Eat responsibly, yes. Hopefully it's flathead tails, but if it's not, you're T-boning tonight, Bluey, do you think?
No, definitely the tails tonight.
Definitely flathead tails. He's confident. Okay. That's the fishing best bet for today. And we're not going to mention the cricket, Bluey, are we?
No, definitely not going to mention the cricket.
Although we just did.
It's just, look, as it says on the TV, it's just not cricket.
Yeah, I tell you what, we've just got to go through a bit of short-term pain to get the end result. But there'll be a couple of stars come out of these young kids, you watch.
Yes, I think it's the Alan Border era we're going through.
I think so. And I don't know about you. I know he's 35. I wouldn't be like to facing Dale Steyn on a wicket that's moving. Make sure my helmet was securely fastened to my head.
I want to look like Darth Vader if I was facing him.
One of your best. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 28 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Port Macquarie solicitor Patrick Conaghan has been selected to represent the Nationals at the next federal election. Here's Cherie Coleman.
The pre-selection vote was held in Maxville on Saturday, where four candidates ran for the chance to represent the division of Cowper following the impending retirement of Luke Hartsicker. Mr. Conaghan has been a criminal defence lawyer for 17 years and has also been a detective and police prosecutor in the force. He'll be taking on the likes of Labor's Andrew Woodward, the Greens' Sally Townley, and possibly Rob Oakeshott as an independent, although he's yet to confirm.
Meantime, the opposition are pledging an extra $22.2 million for schools across the mid-north coast under a Labor government. 59 schools would share in the additional funding over a three-year period from 2020 to boost the quality of teaching. Kempsey High School would pick up $860,000, Maxville High $790,000 and Hastings Public $670,000. Labor's Cowper candidate Andrew Woodward says they're also focusing on communications in the area.
People have real concerns about connectivity when it comes to the internet and when it comes to things like mobile phones. So what I've asked to happen is for the Shadow Minister for Communications, Michelle Rowland, she'll be coming to Cowper today, Monday, and tomorrow, Tuesday.
The Port Macquarie Hastings area is indicating an uptick in business confidence off the back of a reduced unemployment rate. The good news comes from a business survey by local council. Port Hastings Council Director Jeffrey Sharp says that investment in infrastructure, housing and the expansion of local industry has all contributed to the outlook. However, council has also admitted the growth will pose a challenge. And the punishment for lighting a bushfire in New South Wales could soon be greater. Government's proposed a maximum sentence of 21 years in jail, up from 14. In the Premier Cricket, Macquarie were dominated by United on Saturday at Wayne Richards, the visitors compiling 7 for 282 before Macquarie all out for just 108. Impressive were the Port Pirates, who now have two wins this year and sit second, scoring 8 for 193, then skittling Tari West for 121. The closest match was between the Port City League's Magpies and Wingham, the Magpies all out for 130 before the visitors limped to victory with just one wicket to spare. And Wauchope also ground out a narrow victory, making 160 before limiting the Rovers to 147. More news in half an hour.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a few small waves around our beaches, especially on those protected northern corners and the open beaches today. The wind is only very light at the moment. It's out of the northwest, so those northern corners in open beaches do have the cleanest and the best conditions. The swell's out of the southeast. Wave size on these beaches, you're only looking around that 2 feet mark at the present time. We do have high tide around 8 o'clock this morning. Maybe as that tide drops out, those waves will pick up and get a little bit better. We do have a low tide around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around
Triple M right across the coast. Movember, thanks to Lights Tyre and Mower Wauchope, where you too can mow like a boss. Coming up, woohoo! All you got to do is guess the setting on the mower. It is the look there from Roxette. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. As Joanna has done with her birthday, we'll whack that in for you, Joanna. Coming up after 8, the birthday wheel for $1,000. And if you're birthdaying today, Joanna, like the one you've given me, that person is sharing their birthdays with Brian Adams, Luke Hemsworth, and the great Vivian Lee, all born on this day, November 5.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is with his T-shirt on. He's finally got rid of the jacket.
Oh, I'm loving this weather.
We are loving it.
Talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
We are. Lee and I are very, very happy about this. And pun of the week over the weekend. Thank you to everyone who voted. When we finish talking about today's headline, we'll give you the winner of how you voted, people, of our four puns, which one you liked the best from last week. Now, Lee, what are they saying today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, Angry's Agony. This is a tragic story. Wow. The younger son of Aussie rock legend Angry Anderson was killed, allegedly, in a Northern Beaches park by one of his closest mates. The Rose Tattoo singer flew into Sydney late yesterday to the news that son Liam had died in a bloody scene about 6 a.m. with the accused attacker so violent it took several cops to arrest him. As well as that, judge acts as all-male sex jury. The jury in a sex assault case has been discharged before even sworn in because all 12 members were men and the judge did not believe they were representative of the community. As well as that, a 28-page cup lift-out, of course, horse racing, all things at the moment. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, stamp duty to be cut. The Berejiklian government will make the biggest overhaul to stamp duty in 30 years, delivering a tax break to home buyers that will grow over time. Gold Coast to Latin America, Minister's Web of Influence. The Australian Ibero-American Business Council lists as its headquarters a 28th floor suite in an office tower close to Circular Quay, but there is no mention of the council in the building register at the ground floor lobby. And also, coroner compares drug laws to racism. A New South Wales coroner has likened the effects of drug prohibition to state-sanctioned racism, saying future generations would look back at current laws on illicit substances with incredulity.
Okay, thank you very much there, Lee. Now, locally with you, we had a very strong contest to see who's going to replace Luke Hartsuker, and in Maxwell Saturday, we got a result.
That's certainly right. And interestingly, all four of the candidates were from Port Macquarie. The Nationals meeting in Maxville has decided who the party will put forward in next year's federal election in the division. Competition's heating up already between the Nats and Labor, with the domain name patrickconaghan.com currently redirecting to the opposition's own Change Cowper website, interestingly, in support of Andrew Woodward. So, as we say, Patrick Conaghan has been elected to... Well, he's been nominated, hasn't he?
Yeah,
so
to
we'll
run
find
as
out
Nationals
next
candidate.
Year, the
yeah,
start
yeah.
of next year, in the federal election, whether the Nats will get back in or whether perhaps it'll be Andrew Woodward or who knows, maybe even Rob Oakeshott will nominate, but we're not sure yet.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like the Melbourne Cup, isn't it? Who's gonna make the final cut, as we say? Very interesting. Good on you, Lee. A concise look at that coming up in our news. All the sport from the weekend as well. Great day in Greenhill yesterday, and great to see the Coober Classic go to a local too, Jared Oram. A great win yesterday. Yeah. Good on you, Jared. All right, thank you, Lee. Now, in pun of the week over the weekend, we had four, splitting chips over fish shop, science curriculum, it's time to kiss us goodbye, and diddly squat. They were the four headlines. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner was, it's time to kiss us goodbye. Now, this was a story about rock legends Kiss touring Australia for the final time next year. It's time to kiss us goodbye. So there you go. Love thanks it. Everyone who took part. It's a bit of fun. We do it every Friday. Whack it up on the weekend for you to vote for.
Sensational
Monday. Your beauty, the sweet there, and Fox on the run at 7:10.
It's on now.
Triple M and Lights Tyre and Mower are raising awareness about Movember and men's health. And also looking after the health of your lawn.
Up for grabs, a self-propelled Keystart 21-inch Arians Razor mower worth $799.
Catch Drawny for breakfast and guess what's setting it on?
Heavy mow.
Putting a fresh set of blades in Movember. It's Lights, Tyre and Mower Warhope. And the station with the full tank of fuel and the empty catcher.
Triple M.
Yeah, that it is. And first up, we've got Sam and also Vera this morning. G'day, ladies. How are we?
Very well,
thank you.
All right. Now, I've got my mower here set and ready to go. Wait till I just sort of kick it in the guts here. Hang on. All righty-o. Now, it's got 10 settings. I need you to tell me what setting it is on. We'll go higher or lower till we get to the winner. Thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower, where you can mow like a boss. Now, Sam, you are first up on the line. Your first guess.
I'll give it a 6.
A 6. Vera, it is higher.
Not by 8.
It is lower. Sam?
7.
7 is exactly right, yes. Congratulations, Sam. Vera, commiserations you. With you. But Sam, you are through to the final on Friday to pick up this Arians mower, the self-propelled mower. You don't even have to push it. Worth $799 thanks to Lights, Tyre and Auto, where you can mow like a boss. How about that?
That'd be unreal, Sean.
All righty. Hold the line, Sam. Our first finalist. We have more tomorrow here at Triple M.
Astroni!
Mow like a boss with Lottie and the crew. Lights, Tyre and Mowry Warhope. You don't even have to push it.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, here he is, the great man, John Joyce, who got three legs of the quaddie up in Brisbane and then failed dismally in the last.
Yeah, last one let me down again.
Hey, John, just before we talk about these great trips to Europe, how many kids did you put on the plane this morning?
There must have been 33. Oh, they were so excited because they're going through to New York.
Yeah.
And the schools to sing, I believe.
Yeah, it's St. Columba Anglican School off to New York to sing. Isn't that fantastic? It at Carnegie Hall, not just at the school hall, Carnegie Hall. What a great experience.
It's amazing.
I remember we had an excursion when I was at school in Putney and we went to the zoo. That was a big day.
I went to Rawdon Island. That was my island.
You went to Rawdon Island.
Anyway, but it was a great trip, though.
Yeah. So. Good luck to those kids. So what thing to, as they grow up, to say that they've sung at Carnegie Hall.
And yeah, they were so organised and polite. It was lovely. To
That's great. All on the plane this morning out at 6.30, which is great. All right, John, now we're talking about Contiki and also some really great deals from these great companies. And Top Deck as well. Now, particularly for the kids, the C word is only a matter of about 7 weeks away, John.
Yeah.
Getting a voucher for one of these tour companies would be just fantastic.
Yes, well, Contiki have come up with a great idea, a gift voucher for your grandkids or your kids. So if you give them one for $200, they can put it towards, that's the deposit on a Contiki tour.
Yeah.
And the beauty of Contiki now, you can transfer that over and to other people, or if you can't go the one you wanted, they'll transfer that. Where a lot of companies, they're pretty rigid on this, but Contiki's great. They let you change even names.
Cheap airfares, everyone's talking about those. Now, for next year, if you book a Contiki tour, gee, the flights are cheap.
Yeah, certain Contiki tours, you're looking at about $900 return.
That's incredible,
isn't
it?
Which is amazing. And it's the way to go. Look, I tell the young people, do it, and because you get to see a country for a reasonable price. You're with the same age group.
Yep.
Like, you're not on a coach lot with blokes like you and me that are going to wait to help us down the steps. You have to, you know, you get the same age group, a lot in common, and people have make friends on these that they've had for years and years and years.
Yeah, that's so true, John. And I mean, also, the great thing about Contiki and Top Deck is they also go to Asia, Middle East, Africa, and just we always talk about Europe because it seems to be a rite of passage thing. When you're a young person, you go and do this. And
well, it used to be only mainly Europe, but now
that's what I'm saying.
New Zealand, Australia. So if you're thinking you might want to do one in Europe and you're not quite sure, do a New Zealand one or Asia.
Mm. Or just, as you say, great. Just get the gift card.
Yeah, get the gift card and give it to your kids or even yourself. Shout yourself one for
now,
Christmas.
You've always been a man that loved his bed. Now, when you were Contiki-ing, John, you didn't last very long and you had to go to a hotel, is that right?
Well, they put us in a hotel. It was the best night's sleep I have ever had after camping in the rain in Europe for 7 days. We went to Lucerne, actually, up the mountain, drizzling rain, and they said, on the right is your campsite for tonight. And I'm thinking, oh, I've got to pitch the tent in that rain. We'll go in and get some stores in town, get into town, and we pulled up and the guide said, oh, we thought we'd shout you this at hotel for the night. And it was the best sleep I think I've ever had in my life.
Anyway, with the C-word Christmas not far away, what about a Top Deck or Contiki gift voucher? It is just the thing for the young ones today, particularly if no one really knows what to buy for them these days. That is absolutely perfect if they love to travel. Like to know more, pop into Port Travel in William Street, or you can give them a bell, 658-314-22, or look for them on the web. All right, John, thank you for that, and good luck. Better luck with the quaddie on Saturday.
Thanks, Mark. Strawny for breakfast.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best. This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, every day we're asking you to tell us who is the best. Now, every day we're going to have a different category. Day one today, we're looking for the Mid-North Coast's best coffee. We need you to tell us who does it best on the Mid-North Coast. Now, to vote, really easy. Head to the website, triplem.com.au. You'll see the best there. Click on that link and tell us who does the best coffee on the Mid-North Coast. Make your vote count at triplem.com.au for Holiday Coast Credit Union, the home of the best new car loan. Today, we're looking at the best coffee on the coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie. And the great cold chisel there, my baby, it is 13 past 8. What is a cracking morning across the coast. The best of this great promotion, we were asking you to tell us about the best businesses around the Mid-North Coast, has just started. Now, if you want to vote, today's category is coffee. Where do you get the best coffee on the Mid-North Coast? Head to triplem.com.au, make your vote count. Tell us, who does the best coffee on the Mid-North Coast? All thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union, the home of the best new car loan. Vote today. We'll announce the winner just before 7.30 tomorrow and a new category just before 8. It is the best of the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away some cash-a-roo when we go to Kevin in Harrington. G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good, mate. So?
That's the way. He was driving. He was on the hands-free. But now we've got him. He's off the hands-free. And he's coming through loud and clear. All right, Kevin, you know how this works. I've got to match your birthday for you to get the cash. What number are we looking for you, champion?
15.
All right, Kev, here we go, mate. Good luck. Here we go, number 15. Number 15. Come on. But Kevin, number 15. Come on, you rotten thing. It lands on the number 23. Stop! Oh, if only you'd pick Warnie's number. Kevin, that was his number, wasn't it? Sorry, buddy. You're probably at work today. We really appreciate you taking the time to pull over and give us a call, buddy. And enjoy the day. I've got your details. End of the month, we do the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Good luck with that, Kevin.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you for that. Also, happy birthday today going out to Courtney Brown from your family and friends. And also, Tammy Lomas from all your family and friends. Have a great day today. And former manager here at Triple M, or 2MC as it was at the time, Matt Howarth, shark supporter and tragic. I think he's one off being in the 50-up club. Matt, have a great day today. Good on you, buddy. People like Matt and Tammy and Courtney are sharing their birthdays with Brian Adams, Luke Hemsworth, and the wonderful Vivian Lee.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy.
Happy Monday. And speaking of flights, this morning, at 6.30 this morning, the St. Columba School Choir jetted off to the Big Apple. They went to New York.
New York. And how about this? I mean, for the school excursion, we went to the zoo. And how about this? This couldn't happen in today's world. I remember my dear wife, when she was little, her father was a teacher and they travelled around a bit out west, they went to Conkey's Abattoir.
Oh, for a school camp?
No, for an excursion.
Well, I suppose you're going to learn somewhere.
Any schools go to an abattoir?
No, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
But what about going to singing at Carnegie Hall?
Yeah, that's amazing. 35 students, and the reason they got to go over there was someone saw them singing online on a video.
Isn't that amazing?
And they've drawn them over.
We've sung online and no one's ever asked us to do anything. But anyway, what else is happening, Chris?
Congratulations to them. Yeah. And Nicole Welch, Silence and Solitude is selected works from Eastern Interiors are on display at the Glasshouse, and the Laurieton Swim Club meet tonight from 5 o'clock at the pool. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning just out of 7.30 to announce the winner of the best competition for coffee. And then we'll have a new category going into 8 o'clock. So make your vote count.
Yeah, go to triplem.com.au now and vote for your best coffee on the Mid-North Coast.
The Bold and the Beautiful update. Oh, my God. Katie's blubbering now. And what's going on with... Listen, I had Sid Iremi. He's got another name for Bill the Bull, but I can't use it because it was a bit rude. But anyway, thank you, Sid I, for proposing that. Marion, what's going to happen this week?
Well, do you remember how I was saying the other week someone's going to end up in hospital and it's not looking really good? Well, I think the wheels are in motion because, as you would have noticed, you know, Brooke's gone around to Bill, you know, not too happy about what Ridge has been doing and having the judge on the side. And what happens in every soapy? Bill kisses Brooke. And someone is at the door and witnesses it all.
Oh,
and
no.
Who might that be?
But hang on Friday, didn't she say to Ridge, our marriage is stronger, can last through anything?
Yes, but hasn't that not been said before?
Yes, it has, Marion,
and
many
that
times.
Means
oh.
So Steffi saw the kiss. You know what she's going to do? She's going to run back to her father, being Ridge, and say, now, guess what, blah, 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 which will set those wheels in motion for a big accident and a hospital visit about to happen.
Marion, you're a genius. 4.30 this afternoon on WIN. Thank you, Marion.
Have a great week.
Triple M right across the coast. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rocking your Monday with Ram Jam and Black Betty. And how good was Cram on Spicks and Specs last night? It was very good. It's a good episode, it was. That's it for us on the show for today. Now, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up, and all the show will be there. Give me a couple of minutes after nine. We'll get my staff of one, me, right? We'll get that organised for you. And also, while you're on the website, we have the best of on the Mid-North Coast running at the moment for Holiday Coast Credit Union, the home of the best new car loan. Now, every day, we're going to be asking you for the best of. Now, today, the category is coffee. Where is the best coffee on the Mid-North Coast? Make your vote count. Just go to triplem.com.au as we search for the best coffee. Now, we will announce the winner just out of 7:30 tomorrow, and then we will look at our next category just before 8 o'clock. Head to the website, triplem.com.au, and make your vote count. Also on tomorrow, for Lights, Tyre and Mara in Warhope, where you can mow like a boss, we'll have another heat. And we'll get another finalist in Movember, helping raise awareness about men's health and also giving away a self-propelled Ariens razor mower worth $799. Now, the funny part about this, I'm going to Mr. Producer, who fair dinkum would buy a self-propelled mower? I mean, come on. Well, Craig would, obviously, here. But and now I'm finding out the window tinning fishmonger's got one. He can't keep up with it. Imagine him running behind it. Fair dinkum. This is a great prize. The Ariens Razor Mower. It's self-propelled at $799. You could probably just do the mowing one-handed. Would you like one? It's Movember. Thanks to Lights, Tyre and Mower, where you can mow like a boss. Yes. Another set of finalists tomorrow coming your way. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Stand by. Ray coming up after nine on 131-873. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.